This is Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon, bringing you something wild. The Fisher Cat, that ferocious predator of house cats whose blood-curdling screams pierce the dark of night. Right? Well, not exactly. Facts about this one wildlife species have mutated a long way into fiction. For starters, fishers are members of the weasel family, not feline. Technically, they're fishers, not fisher cats. As for all the house cats they're thought to kill, here's what a New Hampshire Fish and Game species account says. Do they eat cats? Sure, as do foxes, coyotes, owls, and more likely, a local SUV. Analysis of the stomach contents of 1,000 fishers by Fish and Game did find cat hair in one stomach. I know one wildlife tracker who followed fisher tracks to a kill site. What was the prey? Apples under a wild apple tree. And those blood-curdling nocturnal screams? Recordings compared to those of red fox are often a perfect match. Fishers are secretive, solitary, and keep to the forest, silently. Silence helps them maintain stealth. Their only known vocalizations are low chuckling and an occasional hiss or growl. While coyotes howl to communicate to the pack, fishers communicate by leaving and reading scent. As for why fishers get a bum rap, it goes way back to when fishers were widely trapped for their valuable pelts. It's a lot easier to get a landowner's okay to set traps to catch a ferocious predator of household pets.
But it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe.
For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.